Eu tô... com Janani Sharada Sundari Ramakrishna Jagat Guru Pada Padmini Trihovistutra Pranamami Mahatma Prabhu. So we are in the last time, 77th Sutra. What is it? Sukha, Dukkha, Icha, Labhadi, Vyakti, Kale, Pratikshamani, Pranathamapi, Vyartham, Na, Neyam. When worldly people sit, all these things, they only talk about few things. What gives happiness? What gives unhappiness? So, what is it that I wish? And what is it that I hate? This is the topic. You talk to anybody. This is the essence of this. But as soon as a person becomes devotee, he completely stops. He doesn't talk at all. Why? Because he completely relies upon God. This reliance upon God is of two types. Marjara Kishora Nyaya. Markata Kishora Nyaya. Marjara means cat. So cat has given birth to kitten. The kitten doesn't hold to the mother. It's the mother who holds to the kitten. It just mew like that it does it. Whereas Markata Kishora, Kishora means young. So Markata Kishora, it holds, you observe it. It always holds. There is every danger that it will fall off. Sometimes it is said, even this, if the mother is in danger, was very hard stones, it also feels. So it will put the young one down and uses it as a padding and goes. Whereas a cat may never. I have seen unforgettable scene in my life on this one. BBC. So once a tiger, it had given birth to some cubs and put it in a small cave like. When water started coming there, flooding, it wants to transport these things to a higher level. So it has got two or three cubs, I think two. So it caught hold of the eldest one. I don't know why. And it took to higher level, put it there, was coming to carry the second one. And the first one was following
that.
So it came, it opened its mouth, and it was not sufficient because if it is narrow, it can crush a buffalo's windpipe like that. So much of strength. And there is a way to measure that strength. They found out how to measure how many tons of pressure it exerts, pounds of pressure it exerts on anything, dinosaurs, etc. They have got a way. Even if the animal is dead also, it can crush a buffalo's neck completely. So much of power is there. But when it was holding the young one, yes, it was not sufficient. Two, three times it did maximum. And the fellow was limp, completely hanged. This is called mother love. Ya Devi Sabhuteshu Matru Rupena Samstitam. So that is the attitude Sri Ramakrishna had advocated. Be a kitten. Wherever the mother keeps, be happy. Because the mother is always keeping an eye upon it. So when a devotee automatically stops talking about what gives me profit? What brings me loss? One should not think at all. If a person thinks, he is not a devotee. She is not a devotee. Ramakrishna is a beautiful example. For every teaching, almost he gives one a parable. Lord Vishnu was sitting in his Vaikuntha. Then Lakshmi, he was playing with the Lakshmi. Suddenly he got up and ran out without any information to. And then after a minute or so, smiling, he entered. You know that?
The devotee wanted to throw the brick.
So Lakshmi asked, where did you go and why did you come? Said, one of my devotees, completely absorbed in me, forgetting the whole world, was walking. Unfortunately, some washermen, they washed the clothes, cleaned them and putting them for drying. The devotee with his dirty feet happened to walk upon them. Naturally, they will not tolerate it. So they took sticks to beat him. He was absorbed. So Lord saw, I have to go to him. He rushed. But before he could come, the devotee became aware. He took up a brick to counter the spirit. He says, when you are capable of doing it, why should I do? With this idea, he has gone. So God doesn't have 50-50. You do 50, I will do 50. No such business. Either 100% yourself or 100% myself. That's it. So complete nirbharata. This is called Sharanagati. That is what Ramanujacharya says. Gopthritva varanam. You choose. It's called Swayamvara. In olden times, the girls used to choose their own husbands. If they are beautiful princesses, the father announces Swayamvara. Swayam. So whomsoever she likes, she will. You know the story of beautiful story of Nala and Damayanti. The Mahabharata, Yudhishthira asks, don't remember somebody, that is there any example like us who suffered like us? Then the answer was yes, there were king like you. He was also a gambler. That's why he suffered. So after telling also, he did not learn his lesson. No different from us. We also don't learn the lesson. Again and again, the Ramakrishna says, no, your wife is giving birth. It's very painful. Then she did trouble. This is the last. I'm never ever going to have another. After 10 days, nicely washes her face to be attractive to her husband. The same rigmarole is going on and on and on. That is called Mahamaya. One definition of Mahamaya is, see, if we don't know and do something, that is excuse. But having known to do something, why do we do? Something clouds our understanding. That is called Maya. So, Sri Ramakrishna used to tell all appropriate stories for it. Wherever the mother keeps, the kitten will be there. So this Nala Damayanti. Damayanti was supposed to be one of the most beautiful women. She fell in love with Nala. Nala also, and they got married. And then they got separated. And then to bring him, her father announced, Damayanti is going to have Swayamvara. So that made sure that wherever Nala was there, he will hear. He was shocked. How can my wife, how can she marry, remarry? I know that she loves me. So there was a king in disguise. This Nala was his charioteer. So that king heard. What was the test? That this king was informed 24 hours earlier. But the distance was normal way of traveling. It would take at least 3-4 days. But he wanted to, he heard about them, and he wants to reach next day. How can in 24 hours a person can reach? But if Nala is the charioteer, he can drive in such a way, 24 hours he can. So he came, he was informed. Then you see, the gods wanted to test Indra, Chandra, Varuna, like that, 4 fellows. They said to Nala that we also want. You convey to Damayanti, we want to marry. You choose any one of us. And he promised to do that. He did exactly to Damayanti. Damayanti recognized him, even though he was in completely changed form, like a Kurupi, Kubja, like that. So then Damayanti was very unhappy. Okay, if you have promised, test is a test. Next day, all the kings, including that king, and Nala was there. And then what happened? This Indra Chandra mischief. They assumed exactly the form of Nala. Now five Nalas were standing there. How to know? So then she prayed, "Oh Lord, you have to help me." And then there are certain characteristics of devas. They don't breathe. There will be no shadow. They may assume any form. There will be no shadow. Because it's not a concrete object. So she observed carefully, God has given, and then chose Nala properly. They were surprised. How did you know that we were not Nalas? He said, there is your shadow showing you. So why was I telling this story? That there are good people, foolishness, because of foolishness, they suffer a lot. So every suffering that was undergone by Yudhishthira was not only because of their dharma. Dharma can never bring unhappiness. Foolishness will bring unhappiness. So dharma and foolishness have no relationship. But we think we have to be what we call idiots. Sri Ramakrishna quotes his disciples from Yogananda. Bhakta hole, boka hobi. If you are a devotee, that is very good. But why should we be a fool? Because of that incident. You know that? Yogananda, at that time yogi, he wanted to buy one pan. He went to the shop and gave a lecture. Instead of examining the pan, he gave a lecture. Don't cheat, otherwise you will suffer all the same. He said, no, sir, I am a very godly person. Like baka, telling to the fish, I gave up eating fish lights. You know that?
Yes.
Panchatantra stories. So he gave a lecture and that fellow chose deliberately a very holy. And then when this man came and opened it, no, they will not take back it. Sri Ramakrishna scolded him thoroughly. Then he uttered these words. Bhakta hole, because you are a devotee. Boka hobi kyanu. Why should you become a foolish person? Invariably, any devotee who suffers, it could be for two reasons. Earlier life, he had done some sinfulness, papa. Or he is not using his God-given brain. Is this a clear case? Who told you to gamble? First you lost. So many things have happened. I'm not going to them. What is a devotee deliberately will not talk about all these things because he had totally surrendered himself to God. This is called Bhara Samarpana. This is called in Ramayana's words, Atma Nikshepa. Nikshepa means place. Atma means I am completely under your control. In Sri Ramakrishna's life, this is what Sri Ramakrishna asked Girishchandra for. Give me your power of attorney. Then afterwards, Girishchandra didn't understand. He thought, I will say yes. Sri Ramakrishna will look after everything. I can do whatever I do. So one day he happened to utter, I will do this. Immediately the axe has come down. Oh Girish, would you say that? You say, if God permits, then I can be. Who is the God? Who is the God? Sri Ramakrishna. For him, Sri Ramakrishna Guru. So, our case also, when we take mantra diksha, Guru takes a vow. It is a diksha, not only for the disciple, it is a diksha for the Guru. What is the Guru? The Guru's diksha? I will not give you up so long as you follow my teaching. What is the disciple's diksha? I will not give you up until I reach my goal following your instructions. I will not give up your instructions. That is why Guru is Brahma, Guru is Vishnu, Guru is Maheshwara. These are not empty words. So, a devotee, what does the Guru say? Don't waste your time. And a devotee should not waste it. So how can it be applied practically? Because we are all people working in the household. Just to speak what is necessary. Don't follow what is not necessary. Our kartavya we have to do. But whether people misunderstand, even if you talk also they will misunderstand. You talk, you don't talk, they will misunderstand. Yeah, you smile, you don't smile. Then also they will misunderstand. You look at them, don't look at them. Then also they will misunderstand. People are like that. Peculiar people are like that. Why did not? He looked at me. He was looking at me, accepting me. That's why Sri Ramakrishna tested Narendra for 1 month. And he could be very stern master. There was a time Sri Ramakrishna could not live without seeing Narendra. He used to weep. There was a time Narendra used to come. Then he was, Sri Ramakrishna would turn his back upon him. He will not talk. Even if Narendra asked something, he will not reply. 1 month passed. Narendra didn't stop coming. At the end of it, Sri Ramakrishna turned to him and asked him, I am not talking to you. I am showing my displeasure to you. And why do you still keep coming? Narendra said, I like to see you. I like to hear you. If you don't like to see me, that's your headache. Not my headache. I enjoy. If you don't enjoy, then you find somewhere how you can enjoy. Immediately, it is seen, such a great receptacle, very rare in this world. What is the lesson? The lesson is, see, Guru takes the place of God. What is our problem? The moment we start doing a little japa, we think God is in our obligation. Because we pay a little bit of insurance premium, indifferent insurance premium. And we think that we have a divine right over him for eternity. So God also, sometimes he will not respond to us. We will be going through a lot of problems. How can a true devotee go through this problem? He has surrendered himself to God. No, we call it God testing. I don't call it testing. God never tests. What does he do? He provides opportunities for us how we can quickly overcome these obstacles and go to us. We should God test. He knows everything about us. And he will never put any difficulty which is beyond it. We have to understand that. He knows our strength. And he will give exactly according to our strengths. But we are people like you know. Somebody has to feed the cow, wash it, milk it, boil it, make butter out of it, bring it to my mouth, and he has to open my mouth. Then only we might swallow it. That is not going to help at all. So, Tyakte Kale. A devotee completely gives up. Kala means time is available. You just see how much time it is available. When I was very young, I read a book, How to Live 24 Hours a Day. I think I forget now his name. That book is very famous, it's freely available. How to Live 24 Hours a Day. He said, if every day, just 15 minutes, either you get up early, or you cut down other activities, 15 minutes. Every day, 15 minutes. Now, multiply 15 minutes into 365 days. Find out how many days a completely free time we will get. Use that time. If you have a book like this, oh, it is too difficult to carry. Tear it to pieces. Just pages. What is the good of a book which you don't read? It is better to tear it and read it and throw it out than worshipping it every day, Gospel of Sri Ramakrishna. Once in a month we dust it, we never read it. Fellows are so clever. Sometimes I ask them, oh, do you have Gospel? Yes, Swamiji, I have one. That's not what I meant. Do you read? Sometimes, eh? What do you mean by sometimes? Once in a year. What is the good of it? Bookkeeping books. So, what does a devotee do? Kale pratikshamani. It's a beautiful expression. Pratiksha means expecting. Pratiksha means available. So much time being available because we are not doing these unnecessary things. Kshanartham api vyartham na neyam. Kshanartham api. Even what is a kshana in Sanskrit? To blink our eyelid once, it is one kshana. Kshanartham api, even half of that time, one should not waste. So what do one think of God? Read about God, hear about God. Now you have got all Bluetooth speakers. You don't need, all that you need is put on some nice this thing, then go ahead. What is it? So, pratikshamani, shanadhanapi, vyartham, natne. And there are people who check out the whole day, from this time to this time, this. Many good students do it. That is called, what is it called?
Time management.
This is called time management. Time management has a lot to do with one's success in life. So we discuss something. Then again he is coming back. This is also an instruction of sadhana. One of the most important sadhanas is, according to me, first, time. Second, don't find fault with others. Because it has become our habit. Which will give me more happiness? Which person is, I can milk that person more? And all these things. The moment we stop, how much time will be available? So why do we find fault? Because we have not trained ourselves what to do with the available time. That is why retired people die very soon. People are unwilling nowadays to retire. Why? Because time, it will give the escapism. This is called workaholism. Work becomes alcohol. What is the alcohol? What does alcohol do? Does it solve your problems?
No.
What does alcohol do?
Makes you escape for some time.
You will escape from those worries, etc., for some time. But it is not going to really, it not only itself, the longer we postpone some problems, the more virulent they become. We are becoming very weak with regards. So this is what is to mean. That time, what should be done? Use it. How, what is the use? If you have sitting, read something. Or do japa meditation. If you are walking, put in, beautiful instruments are available. Take some, your phone is there. You can download our Gospel of Sri Ramakrishna, one of our brahmacharis in UK center. So beautifully his voice is, so soothing, Joe. It's available on the internet. UK center. You know that?
Yes, sir.
Huh?
I see on YouTube.
No, YouTube. Who's this one?
Some pictures from somewhere.
No. UK Vedanta Center. Website, if you go, there are several readings. Yes. I think Karma Yoga and Bhakti Yoga, like that he read. Gospel is one of them. Beautiful voice. You're very soothing. Just put it. That's all you need to do it. And when you are walking, it has its own benefit. But don't do it when you are walking in busy streets, in a park or something like that. Whatever you listen with attention. No use simply, that is going on that way, you are going on your way. That's not going to work. Not only that, it is dangerous. Because you are making a habit of doing two things at a time. So, you can do that. You can do japa.
or you can take up a subject and think deeply. You learn how to think deeply. How many wonderful ideas will come to you? You see, when I'm talking, so many ideas are coming. How are they coming? Do you think that I'm sitting there and preparing and all those things? And I think all this related, that is important. What is related? Unrelated things anybody can talk about. So, then certain qualities, usually we call it, these are also called 10 commandments of Hinduism. Do you know what are they? Yama and Niyama. Ahimsa, Satya, Asteya, Brahmacharya, Aparigraha, Shaucha, Santosha, Tapaha, Swadhyaya, and Ishvara Pranidhanani. These are called 10 commandments divided into two classes, Yama and Niyama. Yama means negative, to get rid of negative qualities. Niyama means acquire positive qualities. Even if a person doesn't want to become spiritual, these qualities will make him very happy person. And a very successful person, he does these things automatically. Some of them. What is it? He focuses his mind. No successful person can ever this, can ever to make his mind restless, thinking and acting, must be completely focused. Three qualities of a successful person. What are the three? A definite goal in life. What is the second one? Concentration. What is the third one? Self-discipline. Because discipline and concentration have a very close relationship. Yeah. Unnecessarily things. You know, a student wants to pass the examination. Unfortunately, his favorite football game on the game. What do you think most people will do? They want to watch the football game. Nowadays, there is no excuse. Previously, at least, there is some excuse. Because if I miss it, I miss it. Nowadays, there is no such thing. Record it and it will be repeated. YouTube next minute or as it is replayed, they are putting it on YouTube. So only you have to have that dream. A bit of control. I will watch it later. What are the things? Ahimsa. 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 Any devotee who cherishes ill will tries to contemplate some harm to the other person. That is called ahimsa. Ahimsa means that everybody be happy person. And if I am suffering, somebody is giving me suffering. Suffering is of two types. In fact, I say suffering is of three types. Causes of suffering is three causes. What is it? First of all, my prarabdha. What is the second thing? Nature of the world. When Bangalore was so hot, it is not hot for Swami Dayatman. It is hot for everybody. That is nature. The third is God's grace. God's grace. This is what I call fast tracking. My devotee, quickly I want to bring him. So he creates all sorts of problems, sufferings, so that he will pray to me and I will quickly pull him up. Like that, you know, there is for the slow moving people, like that you have to hook up. Every airport will have that, like that, 2-3, because checking is above. And the aeroplane will be, departure gate will be below. Sometimes it will be first row, because that that which connects with the aeroplane will be that high, you know. It will happen. So, we have to check in one place and we have to go to some other place. So, like that it goes. But there are also staircases. There are also lifts are there. So, this is what I call fast tracking. Just God catches hold of the hair and pulls it. Brahmachari is called Shatamarkataka. One Brahmachari is equal to 100 monks. There is a understatement.
Most.
That is why the Guru himself, you must have shikha. And after shaving everything, He puts a poke on her eye. How to catch hold of that pen?
So, on your fingers. But how did she get that?
So, God catches hold of Vishisa, takes it. We see it in Puranas, everywhere. Swami Vivekananda defined Ahimsa, absence of jealousy. All the forms of Himsa, subtlest form is jealousy. And we don't become jealous. We hate our enemies, but not become jealous. We have jealousy only towards our close friends. We are all close friends. What right she has got to have more ornaments, pure diamonds, whereas I am putting on only artificial diamonds. Yeah, I'm telling you the truth. In the 16th century, Spain, the Christian missionaries have started, it's called Inquisition. Lakhs of people have been burned. Christians, burning Christians, Jews, everybody. That was called Inquisition. Now, how do they know who is guilty? So the neighbors, you know, I have a cow. The other person has, my neighbor also has a cow. That the neighbor's cow happens to give 1 liter more milk than my cow. I become jealous. Why should I not have that cow? So I go and report. I saw this fellow early morning riding a broomstick, witch hunting. And the authorities, they catch hold of that fellow. And until they confess the torture, unable to bear the torture, they confess it. Because death is much better. They used to inject boiling water through the anus. And intolerable. Now, what is my point? It is the intolerable, jealous neighbors, even though innocent people living side by side, they used to complain about it. Germany, 1950s, as this Nazis, before the World War, 1940s. How many years together the neighbors were living? Jews and Germans. The Germans were always jealous of the Jews because they are very intelligent in every way. That the great scientists have come from the race of Jews. Musicians, world's best musicians came from Jews. World's best nuclear scientists came from Jews. World's best merchants, business have come. They become jealous. You observe it. If your neighbor has got a better this thing, they feel jealous. And then you may not do anything. But jealousy is between close people. Never against the, that is the important, peculiar law, psychological law. You don't become, you hate your enemy, but you become jealous of your close friend. So, this is like, or you should, sisters. One sister is having autistic child. Another sister, husband, the big doctor, earning lot of money. This sister's heart is burning. Why my fate is like that? My sister's fate. How many cases I have seen with my own eyes? So, absence of jealousy is defined as why? Jealousy is this subtlest invading form of injury. Comes out. When we meet, you look so wonderful, nice, inside.
Yes.
Davagni. Like that. You know, human beings is the first sadhus also. They may not suffer from other jealousy. That Swami is attracting 100 people. Whenever I give a talk, hardly there are 15 people. Yeah. All this. So, colleagues. All suffering comes. If you are all working in the same category, one person is promoted. Ahimsa. Then, satya. What is satya? Satyam bruyat, priyam bruyat, na bruyat, satyam apriyam. Truthfulness. One should behave truthfully. One should speak truthfully. One should only think what is truth. But then sometimes we have to tell fibs, lies, not lying, fib. Sometimes outright lies, provided it will do good for everybody concerned. That's why I told you that story, Mahabharata story. One rishi was sitting and meditating. You remember? You heard? One rishi was in a forest. He was sitting there. And some people were hunting a deer. So they were chasing the deer. The deer just a few minutes earlier passed in front of the rishi and went that side. Then a few minutes later, they came. Seeing the rishi, they bowed down and they asked, "Have you seen a deer?" He said, "Yes." "Where did it go?" "It went this way." "It went that way." "But it went this way," he told. They bowed down again and ran after him. Of course, they could not get it. Then, did he tell a lie? He did not tell a lie. He saved himself.
He ate the lie.
So, if he had told, spoken the truth, he would have heard the apapala of the killing of the deer. He saved the life of the deer.
Yeah.
He also saved the papa of the hunters. So, that is called priyam. Priyam means not what pleases the person. Priyam means what does good to the person. That is called priyam. Satyam bruyat, priyam bruyat. The condition, it is not an option. Sometimes I will tell only plain truth. Sometimes I will tell what is good. No. Only whatever is good, that is true. Whatever harms, that is not true. That's why every mother does it. Bucci, you want to grow up quickly, you have to eat this. Then that fellow believes you. And mother says, "Don't enter into that room. There is a demon waiting to gobble you." But the mother, is she telling a lie? She does. There are certain things in that room which will be harmful to the child. That's why she is deliberately creating that. So, Holy Mother also told him, you know that? Sri Ramakrishna was sick. The physician says that you have to drink pure milk. And he would not consent because he has a peculiar psychological aberration. That pure milk, he cannot digest. So Holy Mother used to buy this much milk, condense it into this much, and give it to him. So he could understand that it is very thick. Normally milk is not very thick. So he used to, "How much milk?" "I say, this much milk." "And I condensed it a little for taste." So he used to drink. Digest it first class. After a few days, Golab Ma or somebody had taken the Ma, "I will give." Mother didn't suspect. So immediately he asked her, "How much milk?" "This much." "Ma, can I digest so much of milk?" And that day he had stomachache. All this time, fine. Was he suffering from psychological problem or not? The important rule is not only speaking truth, but speaking that which does only good. Navruya satyam apriyam. Do not speak. That is the rule. Then, shaucha. Shaucha means purity, inner as well as outer purity. Then, daya, compassion. Then, astikya. Astikya means what? Firm faith. Dharma exists. And anybody who follows dharma, he will be saved. Anybody who follows adharma will have to suffer. So here, instead of saying God, astikya buddhi means what? Do you know what? Who is an astika according to Vedas? A person who says, "I believe in God, but don't believe in Vedas," he is called a nastika. A person who says that "I don't believe in God, but I believe in the Vedas," he is considered an astika. Sankhya Yoga, Sankhya philosophy, doesn't believe in God. Yoga philosophy doesn't believe in God. But they believe in Veda. Because if you believe in Veda, it will tell you In fact, Mimamsakas, there are, is a certain school of philosophy called Mimamsaka. So Mimamsa, Purva Mimamsa, I'm talking about, they are ritualists. The ritualists don't believe in God, all of them. Most of them don't believe in God. What is it? Then how are you are calling Agni, you are calling Vayu, you are offering things. Don't you believe in them? No, no, they are not devatas. They are the mantras. Mantras will save you. The mantra has the power. I don't need to. As a Purandara Dasana Hilta Hitharanda, Neen Yako, Neen Hagi Yako, Neen Nama Vandhi Dere, Sako. I don't want you. Because your name, I can take any time. If you come yourself, then you are a big trouble. That's why when Gaya Vishnu appeared to Thakur, I want to be born as your son. He said, he had passed two experiences, you know. As Rama, he had to stay with his life. As Krishna's parents, he had to pay mugging in the jail for 12 years. I have enough of your sonhood. You better kill somebody else. One Jewish joke is then, you know, Jews always believed that God and Jews had a pact, business pact. We will only pray to you, not to nobody, to none else. Muslims also. There is no God but God. And you will protect us. So an old Jew, 80 years old, after all the Second World War, Nazis exterminating their concentration camps, etc. He said, Lord, Lord, did you not say that we are your chosen people? Yes, Joshua, even now I say, you are my chosen people. If you don't mind, oh God, is it not time to choose somebody else? Because you chose us, you put us to the rack. Now better. Give us some relief. Because choose
somebody else.
So, daya should be there. Astikya buddhi should be there. Adi charitriyani paripalaniyani. Charitra means character. So, these spiritual qualities have to be developed. That is called spiritual progress. Nothing else. The more we develop these qualities, the more spiritual automatically we are. This is the truth about it. So, we have to read. There are persons in whom each one of these qualities excels. I will tell you something, you know. Satya Harishchandra is a symbol of what? Satya. He suffered because of that. Because of what? Not Satya Paripal. Because rash promise. Rash. Vishwamitra came. As soon as he came, whatever you want, who the hell told you whatever? Suppose Vishwamitra, I want to fly like that. Make me fly. You think Satya Harishchandra had the power to make him fly like that, like a bird?
Mm-hmm.
Never. I know your bhava, that they are not supposed to ask for everything. Suppose you want to do some puja, okay, you want 500 rupees, okay, take it. But he wanted to test him.
Test.
So if a person, very strong person, climbs onto a biggest elephant and takes a stone and throws up, and how high it will reach, that much of money I want. And for that he had to sell his whole kingdom. Only graciously, Vishwamitra says, this Kashipura belongs to Shiva very urgently. It doesn't belong to anybody. It belongs to Shivapuri. So it is also called Mokshapuri. Moksha is obtained. So, you can be there. And Vishwamitra sent his disciple. I forget his name.
Nakshatraka.
Nakshatra means bad graha. Shani worse than Shani graha. You gave the dana. Where is the... See that? After giving dana, they have to give something kosal. That, where is that one? I don't have anything. Okay. Whatever you sell yourself and give it to. Nakshatra he sent. So he sold his wife and son. He sold himself, whatever money he got. This is okay. Now, but he was there, Nakshatra. He is not enough, so he can do something there. And you know how much, yes. Now, did he suffer because of truthfulness or because of rash promise? Understand? Should have told Gurudeva, I am very happy. So, tell me, if I can do it, I will do it. Then I can't give that much money. I'll give some money. But he uttered, he has to fulfill his promise. That is the problem. Yudhishthira suffered because of, Nala suffered because of same problem. So you see, you have to distinguish between good characteristics, spiritual characteristics separate. Being foolish is a separate issue. Dashagatha. What happened to him? He promised, any two bones I will give. But I will ask. Whenever you ask, I will. But when the time came for Rama Pattabhisheka, that should become the king, and Rama should go for 14 years, one of us. They are great psychologists. Why 14 years? It will take 14 years to forget a person. So by that time, Bharata, they will all remember. Bharata, because 14 years they have been seeing. It's all because of Rama, Rama Leela. Rama, you know that? As soon as he heard that tomorrow morning you are going to be coronated as a prince, then this Narada came running immediately. Says, Rama, Rama, you Rama. your incarnation is totally useless. Well, if you are going to be the prince, what is going to happen to Rama? I said, don't worry. By this, before this night is over, things will change. So he inspired Saraswati and to possess Manthara. And she also had the, given the power, persuaded Kaikeyi. So all these things happened before Dhan came. And Pagal ho gaya, within 3 days, he died also. So that experience was. All these things, very interesting stories. You have to hear from me. Other Swamis go on, what is called spinning, some useless type of explanations. That is what Thakur said. Bhakta hole, boka bhi kena. You can be a devotee, you must become a devotee, but not foolish person. God has given you the eyes, but you do not examine, test it. That is what he is doing. Suppose Sri Ramakrishna was at the time of Yudhishthira. Suppose he asks his, what is called, advice, shall I go for? He would have told the same truth. What is this? Gambling is bad. And look, they are going to use Shakuni. So that is not the part of the agreement. Yudhishthira versus Duryodhana. Duryodhana would have been defeated because Yudhishthira was had a good knowledge, but not like Shakuni. Deceiver. Slick fingers he did not have. Mantra Siddhi. Shakuni says, whatever I want, it will come. There is some devata is there. For us, for Hindus, on that those pieces also, they are devatas. He worshipped them, he did upasana, and they said, whatever number you want, we will make it. Yudhishthira knew it. So why did you not, your second time, why did you again go after leaving first time? So Yudhishthira time, was not Sri Ramakrishna there?
Yes.
You were there in the form of
Krishna.
Krishna. But this fellow, he knows. If I am there, he will ask. If he asks, I have to tell, don't know. And if he doesn't gamble, he will not be sent out. If he is not sent out, Mahabharata will not be there. It is all Krishna's will. How do we know? Kalohom lokashaya krit pravritho vritepitvam nabhavishyant sarve nimitta matram bhava tabhyasachya. Arjuna asked, am I going to be responsible for the death of all these people? He said, no, I have already killed them. in the form of kala, you are not going to be responsible. In fact, you cannot kill anybody. Profound truth is there. What is the profound truth? A murderer says, I want to kill this person. He will not be able to kill. On the contrary, he may be killed. Then how can he kill? Until this fellow's prarabdha comes, he cannot be killed. Prarabdha is very balavattara, very, very strong. But then why he is called he should be called a murderer after what we deserve, we get it. Because he should not have ahankara. And I killed this fellow. I can do what? No, you did not. His time had come. And it, like that, I told that story of medicines. Did you hear that medicine story?
Yes.
This is the truth. So somebody, one rich man, was very sick. So he, being rich, he tried all the Unani, Ayurvedic, allopathic, naturopathy, everybody he tried. Nothing worked. 2 years, his money is coming to him, exhausted. And one day he heard, there was a quack. And he went there, took medicine. And the next day he was completely all right. So joyfully was going through the bazaar. All the doctors were medicine. Was cursing them. Useless fellow. 2 years, I wasted my money. All the medicines started laughing at him. Stupid fellow. It was not that we were useless. Yesterday, had you taken any one of us, we would have cured you instantly. Why? Yesterday, your prarabdha had come. For Hindus, prarabdha is most important.
Christians, religion, we don't know anything.
Huh? Who? See, fact doesn't become a non-fact, whether depending upon belief or non-belief. If something has, there also accidents happen. There also diseases come. But they think it has come because of such and such a reason. That is stupidity. Somebody dies, Sri Ramakrishna died because of what? Cancer.
Yes.
That is what we think. He said, no. It is all, my death will come when the Divine Mother will stay. In his case, there is no prarabdha. They are called karana janmes. In our case, prarabdha. So, prarabdha is the most wonderful thing. Jati, ayu, and bhoga. They are fixed by past karma. Jati means in which state. Ayu means how long are we destined to be. Until that time comes, we are not going to die. So even Arjuna could not kill Bhishma. He only felt him, made him incapacitated because he had got Ichchamrutyu. I will die only when I decide to die. Swamiji also got that bone from Shiva in Amarnath. He said, nobody can do anything to me. Only when I decide, I know that's what happened. He fixed a date and on that date, happily, nobody could guess. In our case also, it is absolutely true. Only thing is, we don't know when it is going to come to end. The case of great souls, Trigunathitana, his own disciple threw a bomb in 1914. And the fellow who threw, he died on this spot. His own disciple. I said, should I keep my disciples at it? Yes, yes. The greatest prarabdha is only through devotees. So, I'm a strong believer in it. And it is the fact, it is the truth. Our prarabdha has to be exhausted. When it gets exhausted, but if anybody, it has to be, the prarabdha has to be exhausted through somebody. If that person thinks, I am responsible, for giving you happiness or unhappiness, he will be wrong. I am just an instrument.
Yes.
Then he will not incur this thing. That is why Krishna is advising Arjuna. Nimitta mantra. You are just be an instrument. So, charitya means those special qualities paripalani yani. These qualities must be completely observed. When they are observed, they give lot of fruit. First time, more very difficult. After 10 days, little easy. After 1 year, little easy. After many years, it becomes a habit. And habit means that is without thinking, we will do that. So it is the habits which we are, but good or bad, habits. Therefore, we can change the habits. Habits are deliberately cultivated by us, good or bad. We can change the bad habits into good habits. Again, we have to go through the same process. But because long time we did not do it. So, like Irishmen, you know, Irishmen, stupid jokes are there about this Irishmen. Irish people are very notorious for drinking. One day, one Irishman was desperately in need of drinking. So that day, it was terribly cold, ice was falling, and it was about midnight, almost midnight. Midnight, they closed all the liquor shops, pubs, they call them pubs. So he was praying, "Oh God, I will do. Pray to you, eternally grateful to you, if you can show me a pub." He was praying like that and going. And then suddenly, miraculously, he saw a pub. And he told God, "No need for you. I saw a pub. Now you can disappear." You understand what it is? He did not understand because he prayed to God, disappeared. He said, "I myself found it out. I don't need to promise anything extra." Okay, I'll tell you another. There are two Irishmen. They were traveling by a ship. Ship was wrecked. So they were floating. Days and days together on a small piece of wood and no relief in sight. So one Irishman became a little bit concerned. So he started. He thought he was going to die without food. On, "Oh Lord, if you save us from this desperate condition, I will give up." He was about to say, "I will give up drinking." The other fellow quickly goes and "Don't say anymore. I see a ship coming." So, this what is called Ankara Mamakara Bhava, Kartrutva Bhava. Where there is kartrutva, there is karma phala. Kartrutva and bhoktrutva means I am the doer, I am the enjoyer. These two are called maya. When we get rid of these two, no, you are the giver, you are also the enjoyer through this instrument, he is free. That moment he is completely free. Paripalaniyani, that is what he says. So we will most likely complete it in our next class. Just introduction. Sarvada sarvabhavena nischintaihi bhagavan eva bhajaniya. Bhagavan eva. Only God should be bhajaniya. Should be meditated upon, should be remembered, should be done, japa, and should be served. Only God should be served and nobody else. How? Nischintaihi. No chinta. Chita and chinta are very close to each other. But enormous difference. What's chitta and chinta? Only one nakara is the difference. Chitta and before ta, if you put nakara, it becomes chinta. What is the difference? This chinta, chitta, burns you only once in life. But chinta burns you all the time. That is the difference. Nischintai, without any worrying, planning, expectation, just to do this. So, if he does that one, then who is going to look up him? Ananyas chintayantoma. Esha yoga kshemam vahamiham. God will look up. Whatever is to be brought, he will bring. Whatever is to be protected, he will fight to prove that God incarnated once more in the form of
Sri Ram. So, the Narada is closing this one saying that sarvada, always, sarva bhavena, every way. What is every way? You are seeing God. You are hearing, hear about. You are smelling, smell about. You are tasting, smell, taste only what has been offered related to God. You are touching whatever related to God. We will discuss it, these things. So, with all these karmendriyas and jnanendriyas, we only, all those 10 sense organs have to be employed bringing the idea of Bhadram Karnevi Mayamani, Bhadram Pashe, beautiful. How can we see everything good? Sri Ramakrishna once said, a dog and a beach machine. What do we see? What was Sri Ramakrishna seeing? Shiva and Shakti are sport. Shiva and Shakti. That also relates to Shivalinga. These Westerners, unable to understand, and the stupid Indians following. You see, it is just a symbol of palace. It has nothing to do with that. Indians have got a deep meaning behind everything that they are doing. We will discuss it. And Thursday, Om Jananim Sharadam Devim Amakrishnam Jagadgurum Padapadme Daivam Sripa Venamam Nandim Dhamdhukurum.
Give one small doubt. Pratikshamani. That means we should not have any expectations.
Tyakte has to be joined with the earlier ones. Icha, sukha, and what is that? Sukha, dukha, icha, and labha. When a devotee, tyakta, thinking about them, he gives up. Tyakta means to tyaga, give up. When he stops thinking about them, pratikshamane kale, the time obtained, the time saved, which would go through these activities, now the time is saved. When that time, what happens? Kshanardhamapi na tyartham na nayet. Even 1/2 second should not be history. That is what we discussed. When we stop certain activities, plenty of time is available. But the problem is, what are we going to do with that? It hangs heavy. That's why I said retired people, you know. Wives are the greatest sufferers of retired husbands. Early in the morning, what is bed? What is for breakfast? What is for breakfast? While you are eating breakfast, what is for lunch? What is your headache? I will cook whatever you like it. And I will look after you. You just do whatever you. Time pass.
Daily same process, sir.
Everybody. We don't know how to spend that. Because we are not possessed of a strong goal. Whereas Sri Ramakrishna, every second, how can I reach? Oh, mother, the whole day is gone. Already the sun, he said, I am not stable. He used to suffer. Let's say Ramakrishna's life is an example. Everything is. Every Narada works. You take the sutra, apply it to Sri Ramakrishna. You will go to the explanation.